Hey, welcome to the radio show. Before we get into all that soccer stuff, all that Ballon d'Or stuff, Adam Boltwood from the Football Republic with us. Got to start with a cheers and a farewell to a giant among legends. David Bowie, dead at the age of 69, but your music, your spirit, and your soul will live on forever. My name is Nate Abare, a pleasure and a privilege to be with you, starting a fresh week. And what a weekend we just had. FA Cup over in England was magic. Who says the cup has lost its luster? I enjoyed every second of the cup this weekend, and I refuse to call it the Emirates FA Cup. I will not. Wait, did I just call it the Emirates FA Cup? Crap. Ballon d'Or, Messi wins it again for a fifth time, and Carly Lloyd, the World Player of the Year. So the king and queen of world football. We have Lionel Messi and Carly Lloyd. Also enjoyed Liga MX getting underway this weekend down south of the border. The Zizou debut for Real Madrid. Bale scoring hat tricks. Zinedine Zidane getting a win in his managerial debut at Real Madrid. Rafa who? And I know all of you have been oh so curious about what happened in the highly anticipated Sac River Derby up in Redding, California. Well, in case you haven't been on Twitter, you haven't been following our feed, you haven't been following World Soccer Talk, Shasta 5, Enterprise 1. Wait, no, I got to do that proper. Shasta 5, Enterprise 1. By the way, Messi 1, Ronaldo 2, Neymar 3, Lewandowski 4, Suarez 5. These are the Ballon d'Or final rankings. Mueller 6, Neuer 7, Hazard 8, Iniesta 9, and Alexis 10. That's 4 Barcelona players, 3 Bayern Munich players, 1 Madrid, 1 Chelsea, 1 Arsenal. No Welshmen and no defenders. Okay. Guess you don't need defenders in soccer. It's all about attacking. Congratulations, Lionel Messi. Congratulations, Carly Lloyd. Adam Boltwood, presenter for the Football Republic, is with us after this right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned. No place to hang a low washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Hey, America, it's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, can you guess what I'm thinking? Nope, that's not it. Nope, nope, not that. Nope, nope. Exactly. KFC's popcorn chicken is made with 100% white meat, not like those nuggets that come in funny shapes. And now you can get them in a KFC $5 fill-up, along with a side, a cookie, and a drink. Wow, you are very good at guessing things. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs includes popcorn chicken, side biscuit, cookie, medium drink, tax extra.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. FreeSoccerTrial.com. Cheers.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Tweet yours truly, Nate Abarea, at NateWST. Follow at Sports Byline USA for updates on the show. Leave us a review on iTunes when you get a chance as well, and subscribe to us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Our guest in this edition of the show is a presenter at the Football Republic. You know what YouTube is? You ever been on YouTube? Football Republic. You know the Football Republic. It's Adam Boltwood. How you doing, mate?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So speaking of YouTube, you guys are absolutely crushing it on the old interwebs, Adam. Talk about what's new with the Football Republic and how you got your start with them.
Yeah, I mean, we've been going since about June now, I think. Sort of set up this YouTube channel, working for a company over here in the UK called Shot Glass Media, trying to sort of make a YouTube channel that fans can come and debate on. They can come on and have their say, and you know, talk about all the issues in a beautiful game. And it seems to be going pretty well so far. Just crossed 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, so everyone's happy.
Who was the person or who were the people responsible for creating this thing, Adam?
So there is this, all of a sudden, there's been a lot of YouTube football channels cropping up over here in the UK. The main company is a company over here called Shot Glass Media. So they've started up and they thought, you know what, we need to sort of give a platform for football fans to come and debate and engage and have their say. So they set up around May, June, and I've been there from the start, really, and we sort of came up with a name and sort of thought, you know, all the different videos we could do and how to get the fans involved. So yeah, it's been a great journey so far, and hopefully it's only the beginning.
Now, Adam, you talk about all those different YouTube channels, and we've had the lads from the Full-Time Devils on. We've had other YouTube channel boys on the show here, and there's so many of them popping up. I enjoy so many of them, but there's always this conversation of how much is too much too soon? How do you guys maintain being different and being unique when there are so many of these things popping up lately?
It is difficult, yeah, because I used to run a football channel called Football Daily as well. So obviously similar sort of area on YouTube. But I think the Football Republic, when we started out, the whole idea was we were like, oh, we need to make a channel by the fans for the fans. So we're, you know, the guys behind the scenes of Football Republic are big football fans, and we thought we just wanted to get people involved more. So, you know, we do live shows every Monday where fans can call in. I think it's the first sort of global call-in show where fans can have their say. I mean, we just finished a live stream during the Ballon d'Or. You know, we had fans from, you know, America, Africa, you know, Netherlands. It was great. So I think that's what we're trying to do to make us different is, you know, anyone, wherever you are around the world, whatever you have to say, this channel is for you. Come and have your say.
We talk about by the fans for the fans. I love that. And talk about being in touch with the audience members. What have been some of the best experience in terms of realizing how in touch you guys actually are with the audience?
I think it is that, like I say, on the live show. I mean, when you do a live show and, you know, you've got kids from the UK, stones far away from where we are in North London, say, and then the next caller, I think the other week, was from Nigeria. Just like, you can't believe how far the reaches on the channel, you know. And then you've, like I say, you've got kids calling in from America. That's the thing that I think shows how much potential it's got and how much reach it's got, and that anywhere, wherever you are around the world, as long as you've got an internet connection, you can come and have a chat with us, you can kind of join in. I think that's what's special about it, in a way.
Now, Adam, I've got to say, and I'm not just blowing smoke at you here, you've got the voice of a prominent radio presenter. You've got TV gravitas. When I see
you do your live stand-ups,
I'm telling you, you're a TV presenter, you're a radio presenter, you got the chops.
But the online world's a little bit different. Talk about the challenges of being in touch with, dare I say it, I hate the word, but the millennial age group here with the online channels.
The challenges of being in touch with the millennials. I think, I don't know, I think, you know, you just got to be yourself, really. I mean, you must have the same sort of idea, you know, you've just got to be yourself. And I think if you're honest, if you're... You know, if you are who you are, people will respond to that. And I think that's what young people today and everyone really wants is honesty, especially online. You can get close to anyone. You know, we've all got Twitter accounts. You can watch our videos every day, all that sort of stuff. I think what people want to see is you, essentially, and that's what they'll respond to. So I think it's an interesting industry to be involved in, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Ballon d'Or that you brought up there and your guys' live coverage of that. What do you know, Lionel Messi with his fifth award? And, of course, Carly Lloyd, also the reigning queen of world football. We'll get to all that a little bit later. And we'll get to your beloved Tottenham a little bit later in the show. I know you're very, very excited for that. But let's stay firmly focused here on the Football Republic. Talk about what's next for you guys, because when you turn a calendar into a new year, everyone starts thinking, oh wow, we got to start having our goals for 2016, our goal-oriented mindset. Is there none of that? Are you guys just flying by the seat of your pants, or are there actually some goals for 2016?
We've got some sort of plan. We've got a little plan going on. I think as you all know, you know, working on YouTube and sort of, you know, digital, especially in football, it never ends. You know, every day is there's something going on. Today we were, you know, doing our FA Cup reaction. We were doing transfer news, of course, the Ballon d'Or. So it's difficult to think ahead. But I think the big one for us is, of course, the Euros coming up in France, not too far away from us here in England. So I think that's the big one we're building towards in the summer. We know that's going to be big for us, and it's going to be big for every football fan really around the world. And more recently, we've got deadline day coming up, of course. So I think that's going to – I'm not sure if there's going to be any big moves this January, because it does seem to be a little bit reluctance to splash big cash nowadays in the January window. But hopefully there'll be some big moves that we can sort of talk and debate about on the channel.
It's not going to be like the what year was it? Was it 2011? January 2011 of 2011?
Yeah, Andy Carroll, deadline day. Fernando Torres, 50 million on deadline day. That was, that was the big one. I think those days are long gone.
All right, no Suarez, Carroll. Who did Chelsea land in 2011 in that January window?
That was Torres, yeah, 50 mil. 50 mil they whacked on Torres, which, as we all know, hindsight's 2020, but wasn't money well spent. But I think the big one looks like it's going to be maybe Felipe Anderson could go to Man United, 36 million. That probably will end up being the big one this January, so we'll wait and see.
All right, Liverpool, you don't have any scoops on Klopp picking up German recruits?
We were talking they need a defender, right? That's what with the news is seen as they've got. How many hamstring injuries they've got now? Six hamstring injuries, I think. As a Liverpool fan, you're
16. You're 16 hamstring injuries. I feel like I feel like it's a Christmas carol. I thought we're done with the Christmas. Yeah. You know, six hamstring injuries, seven groin injuries. It's just going on and on and on. It never stops.
The latest rumor was, I think it's Cáceres from Juventus. That's what they're saying Liverpool are sort of aiming for. They do need to bring in a new defender, but that could be the one. I think it'd be a bit more of a reasonable deal. Joel Matip, I think, as well from Schalke could be an option, but we'll see. Definitely need a defender though, don't they?
All right, and we won't be bringing in Fernando Torres.
Would you be happy with Fernando Torres back?
I don't know. I feel like we joked about this on a podcast actually about like 6 months ago, saying that. Who knows? Maybe it's all mental. Everyone talks about the mental side of the game. Maybe if Fernando Torres were to be placed in a Liverpool shirt, be attacking the cop in the second half of a match, he would turn into Fernando Torres of 2008. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
He's back where he belongs now, Atletico Madrid. I think, you know, things have gone better for him since he's gone there, because, God, they did not work out at Chelsea, did they?
I will transition this perfectly into break here. What are the biggest rumors that you're hearing? We have a lot of Tottenham fans that listen to this show, so you are representing the worldwide Tottenham fan club right now, Adam. Who's Pochettino going to go out and get in January?
So, of course, the big one is a striker, right? Spurs need a striker. Harry Kane is our only striker in the squad. So, apparently, I was talking to Rory from the Chelsea Fans Channel about this today. Loic Remy on loan is apparently the new one that we're going to try and go for. Rory himself said he can't see it happening, can't see Chelsea sort of letting Remy go on loan to a London rival, someone who's doing so well in the league. but it is a position we need to strengthen. And I think the most likely is still going to be Sadio Berahino from West Brom, obviously. He's sort of been frozen out a little bit at West Brom, sort of been welcomed back into the fold a little bit by Tony Pulis, you know, featured in the FA Cup at the weekend. He could be the more likely one, but I think, you know, Spurs, but that'll go down to deadline day. And we'll see whether that actually comes off.
It always does. His name is Adam Boltwood, presenter at the Football Republic. We're back with more after this right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, taking a little trip to North London. Stay tuned.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at customink.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hey, America, it's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, can you guess what I'm thinking? Nope, that's not it. Nope, nope, not that. Nope, nope. Exactly. KFC's popcorn chicken is made with 100% white meat, not like those nuggets that come in funny shapes. And now you can get them in a KFC $5 fill-up, along with a side, a cookie, and a drink. Wow, you are very good at guessing things. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs includes popcorn chicken, side biscuit, cookie, medium drink, tax extra.
By the fans, for the fans. Adam Boltwood and Nate Aubareya here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. All right, before we actually take that trip, that highly anticipated trip to North London and talk a little Tottenham and even a little bit of Arsenal, we got to talk about the Ballon d'Or and also the FIFA Pro 11. Pretty standard across the board here, but there are some funny stories that come out of today's revealing of these awards and these FIFA Pro 11 spots. My favorite one that Adam was talking about during the break was that Lionel Messi, who of course won his fifth Ballon d'Or award, actually voted for Luis Suarez over Neymar. Suarez ended up fifth in the voting. Neymar ended up third in the voting. But Messi himself voted for Suarez over Neymar. Adam, give me your take on this juicy, juicy story.
I think it's going to be awkward in training tomorrow morning, isn't it, when this all comes out. But I think, you know, I'm surprised he voted Suarez ahead of Neymar, I should say, because I think Neymar was just incredible last year. So I'm surprised he's done that, especially seeing as he's going to be seeing them both tomorrow morning.
Right, but I'd vote Suarez over Pele. I mean, I'd vote Suarez over Mother. I'd vote Suarez over Gandhi. I'd vote Suarez over Mother Teresa. I'd vote Suarez over you name it. You name it. I'm taking Suarez.
Is that a little bit of Liverpool bias coming through? Maybe,
none at all.
Oh, no, of course not. Do you think Messi deserves to win the Ballon d'Or, though, right?
I do. I mean, it's what are we looking at? It's Messi 1, Ronaldo 2. Next year, it'll be Ronaldo 1, Messi 2. I mean, how long is this going to go for? And I love there's been the series of talk about millennial humor. There's been the series of memes out lately, and I am normally not a meme man, and that's very tough to say, meme man. You got to attack that aggressively. But I just want to throw this out there. There's one meme that I've seen popping up all over Twitter and all over Instagram lately, and I love it. It's a stick figure guy named Bob, and it just says, Bob doesn't argue about who is better between Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. Bob just appreciates being alive in a time where he gets to watch both of them play.
I like that.
I love that. I absolutely love that. But, you know, just for the sake of being on a radio show, do you like Ronaldo or do you like Messi?
Just going to spark up the old debate. I think Cristiano Ronaldo is one of the greatest players of all time, but I think Messi is the greatest player of all time. That's the difference, really. You know, you hear players like Thierry Henry, like Rio Ferdinand, players who have played with these two greats firsthand. The difference is Messi is a genius who can do things on the pitch that just, you know, take your breath away, whereas Ronaldo has sort of built himself into this incredible, physically into one of the best there is. But I think, you know, Messi surely is now, without a doubt, the greatest of all time. Would you agree with that? I mean, I was talking to Barnaby from Spurred On, another YouTube channel. He was saying, no, Maradona's still the greatest because Messi hasn't won that World Cup. I think nowadays the Champions League almost is equal with the World Cup in terms of achievements.
The Champions League equal to the World Cup. I mean, this is the thing. I want to go off of – in terms of achievements to the individual, and I want to go to something that I opened the show with here, and that is that of this top 10 in terms of the voting from Messi all the way down to Alexis Sanchez, you got 4 Barcelona players, 3 Bayern Munich players, 1 Madrid, 1 Chelsea, 1 Arsenal. And it's just this tiny little group, and we joke about the European Super League and where world football is going, the lessening the importance of the international game, lessening the importance of domestic leagues. And when I look at Messi, Ronaldo, and the rest of this top 10, I see the 4 Barces, the 3 Bayerns, the 1 Madrid, the 1 Chelsea, the 1 Arsenal. I can't help but think about the European Super League becoming an actual common thought inevitable here.
I think the interesting thing is that in the recent years, the Ballon d'Or has kind of become almost a goal-scoring trophy in a way. It's always the players who score, you know, ridiculous amounts, 30, 40, 50 goals a season. And that only happens in La Liga, really. Right. So you see the likes of Ronaldo, the likes of Messi, obviously Neymar, that's why they are the peak at the moment. I think, you know, it will come back around. You know, we saw the likes of Cannavaro winning it a few years back. Obviously, Kaká, who was a midfielder. At the moment, it's more of a goal-scoring trophy. And that the Liga is, at the moment, where players can bang in 50 goals a season. You don't see that, really, in the Premier League. I mean, look at Hazard this season. I don't think he's scored yet in the Premier League. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future. I think next year, potentially Ronaldo could be leaving in the summer. All the talk seems to be that he's going to potentially pitch up at Paris Saint-Germain. That could be a league where he bangs in 40, 50 goals, maybe sort of finally inspires them to a Champions League final, maybe to win the Champions League. So it'd be interesting to see who those final three are next year, because a lot of things could change. You know, there's a lot of talk about Gareth Bale going to Manchester United as well. So it's going to be an interesting one in the future.
Could you imagine Ronaldo in Ligue 1 playing for PSG week in, week out? I mean, you could see a 50-plus goal total for Ronaldo in Ligue 1 without a doubt. Now, I do have to say I'm very glad that you brought up Fabio Cannavaro, because that was 2006. It's my favorite individual
season. 10
years
ago now.
It was 10 years ago. It was the World Cup 2006. I think he received the award 9 years ago it would be. But he was on another planet as a defender. And seeing a defender win the Ballon d'Or, I mean, that was, I feel like, the last time this award really meant anything. Because Fabio Cannavaro had that type of year where he was the most important footballer in the world. Not only did he have a great season, but it truly went down to the definition of MVP, of most valuable player, and the way that he played for Italy in that World Cup, and seeing a defender win the award. I'm with you. I feel like it's just become a goal scoring competition. It's Messi or Ronaldo every other year, and in this case, I'd go with Lionel. Now as far as the FIFA Pro 11, we actually do get some love for defenders here. So since we're taking this time to focus on the defenders, of course we've got Neuer in goal. Thiago Silva, Marcelo, Sergio Ramos, and Dani Alves. I mean, where are we going? Are we staying pretty much in Spain for the whole thing here?
We've also got Thiago Silva in there, who's from Paris Saint-Germain himself. Interesting that Marcelo and Ramos are in there, seeing as, you know, Real Madrid didn't. I always feel like you need to have achieved something. You can play as well as you want. You can be a fantastic player, but I feel like you need to achieve something in that calendar year for you to be considered to be considered among the best in that calendar year. So, for example, Ramos and Marcelo, Real Madrid didn't actually win a trophy last year. So it feels maybe the likes of Chiellini should be in there, winning Serie A, getting to that Champions League final. Maybe they should be in there over the likes of Ramos. Obviously, Silva won Ligue 1. It's almost a foregone conclusion in France. But it seems obvious, but maybe there's other players who could have been in there. Jerome Boateng, maybe, as well.
I'm with you on Chiellini. Absolutely love my Giorgio, and I think that he should have made it. And ever since, you know, Luis Suarez decided that he also liked Italian food in addition to Serbian food, I'm telling you, Chiellini's career has taken off. He got the magic Suarez bump back in the summer of 2004, and Chiellini is indeed one of the best defenders in the world and absolutely should have been on this team, especially when you consider people forget. I mean, everything happens so fast in the football world. People forget what Juventus making it all the way to the Champions League final was back in the summer, or all the way into May of 2015. It was such an incredible run for Juventus, and Chiellini was right there for all of it.
Especially hiring Max Allegri as well. When he came in, Massimiliano Allegri was, you know, people weren't happy. Juventus fans weren't happy about him coming in. And then, of course, led him to the title and the Champions League final. So it's an incredible achievement.
All right, so moving away from the La Liga, we've got a Bundesliga keeper, and then our four-man back line here in this FIFA Pro 11. We've got one player from France. We've got Thiago Silva, who plays for PSG, and then Marcelo, Sergio Ramos, and Dani Alves as far as the clubs. We've got all La Liga right there. Midfield, we have Andres Iniesta. Luka Modric makes the FIFA Pro 11, and then we have Paul Pogba. So we have a Juventus representative here, but Iniesta, Modric, and Pogba. Let's just focus on old Luka, a player who you remember quite fondly from his days at Tottenham. Adam, did Luka Modric deserve to be on this FIFA Pro 11 squad, in your opinion?
Well, it goes back to, as I was saying there about winning trophies in that calendar year, I love Luka Modric. Every Spurs fan does. Fantastic footballer, but best midfielder, best central midfielder in 2015. I know, obviously, there's a lot of Barcelona players in there already, but Sergio Busquets, I think, is somewhat underrated in that he's not rated as the best central midfielder in the world, which he probably is. I think he's the obvious choice, but he should be in there for me.
Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard in the midfield for 2015?
Maybe not. Not this time. Not this time. Maybe 10 years ago.
maybe 10 years from now. Who knows? You know, maybe they just have these renaissances in MLS. They play forever. All right. Forwards. We got to go to this real quick. We only got a minute before we get ahead of break. Having too much fun here with the FIFA Pro 11 being named. Neymar, Messi, and Ronaldo. Pretty damn fine three-man front line. As much as I love Luis Suarez, I got to be serious here. Hard to argue with Neymar, Messi, and Ronaldo, but I want to wrap this up by saying that there is not a single player from the Premier League on this FIFA Pro 11. In the now 40 seconds that we've got before we got to head to break, Adam, how do you feel about that? Not being a single player from the Premier League on this. What does that say?
I mean, Harry Kane's a glaring omission, obviously. Maybe he could be up front instead of Messi. I mean, it's arguable. It's 50-50. But I think, you know, like I said, there's no players who bang in 50 goals a season in Premier League. Unfortunately, at the moment, we're going through a bit of a cycle where we're not quite at the level of the Liga, not quite getting as far in European competitions. I think you can't argue with Ronaldo, Messi, and Neymar, can you?
Suarez, Vardy, and Kane. There's my three-man front line, dude. I'm telling you, we are ripping. Hey, that is a gritty front line. We are coming at you. We're pressing high. We're doing it. Suarez, Vardy, and Kane. There's my FIFA Pro 11 three-man front line. His name is Adam Boltwood. My name is Nate Abarrea. We're here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, it's the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, taking a quick break, and then, as promised, taking a trip to White Hart Lane and the Emirates, talking North London on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Welcome back in. It's the World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Tweet me, Nate Abarrea, at Nate WST. If you're looking for an advantage when betting on soccer, I got to let you know, about a unique open betting platform called FanBet. With FanBet, you can follow your friends and top-ranked bettors to get a wealth of betting tips to help improve your real money bets. Here's how it works. FanBet runs a weekly contest called FanPlay. Members place bets on Premier League games using betting credits. The game data is analyzed and the top bettors are ranked according to their success. And FanBet allows you to see live picks and betting history of these players. And by following winners, logic implies that you will become more successful. Sign up today for your free account at FanBet.com. After you log into your FanBet account, the first thing you'll see is a live stream of picks from winning bettors, each better ranked based on their average return from their last five bets. And then you can add any pick to the odds tracker, and FanBet will compare leading bookmakers to give you the best available odds for your money. That's work that you used to have to do on your own. FanBet will do it for you. It's as simple as that. Improve your soccer betting returns with FanBet.com. Under the huge tip of my cap to FanBet.com for their support of World Soccer Talk Radio. Adam Boltwood of the Football Republic is still with us, and it is time now to take a trip to North London. Well, Adam Boltwood is actually already in North London. He's a stone's throw from both White Hart Lane and that place known as the Emirates, a place that Adam, I'm not going to lie, he's not too fond of, but he doesn't talk too much, you know what, about. He tries to keep it professional, but I would like him to go into full Tottenham supporter mode as we transition into this conversation. Where do you see Tottenham finishing in the league this year? And I ask you this, is the dual-sided question, because I ask you as a fantastic, objective soccer presenter, and I'm also asking you as a diehard Spurs supporter, where do you see your team finishing this year?
I am very hopeful that Spurs are going to finish in the top four. I think that's what I want. I don't think there's a lot of talk over here in the media in the UK about Spurs being title challengers. I think it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit premature. So I think the top four I'd be delighted with, because at the start of the season, you know, I would have snapped your hand off if you'd offered that to me, because you know you see the likes of Manchester United, the likes of Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal. There's a lot of competition for the top four. So for us to get in there, I'd be happy with that. To be honest.
Are you at all thinking, though, and just to maybe play, I say I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I also feel like I'm playing, you know, happy, positive devil's advocate here, because I'm thinking about Spurs winning the title here in 2016, and I can't help but think that sure there's enough. No other year where there's going to be a better chance. There is this level of, I mean, the American sports word here is parity. There is just this unbelievable amount of parity in the Barclays Premier League this year, from Leicester's heights to Chelsea's lows to teams like United and City bumbling and stumbling constantly, even to what Liverpool is stumbling with, seeing what Watford and Crystal Palace are pulling off. It's unbelievable. You can't write this stuff. And I've never, in all my years of covering this league and watching this league, I've never seen another year like it. And therefore, I can't help but think that there's not going to be a better chance for Tottenham to win the title than right now. And is it something where being in the FA Cup, being in the Europa League, are those hindrances to Tottenham's chances of either winning the title or even finishing in the top four in the Prem, in your opinion, Adam?
I think, you know, Tottenham don't have a massive squad. I think we have a very good starting 11 now that Pochettino's sort of assembled there. But if one of those players gets injured or loses form, that impacts us a lot. You know, obviously, like you say, we've got the Europa League and the FA Cup to deal with as well. But I mean, we were talking about the transfer rumours earlier. We've only got one senior striker in our squad, Harry Kane. And I think the amount of draws that Spurs have shows that lack of cutting edge that we have. I think we've got the joint most draws in the Premier League at the moment. I think we've got 9. And I think that shows that we can't quite kill off games. And that is what, you know, the Premier League champion will do. And I think Arsenal, unfortunately, it pains me to say, but I think Arsenal are best placed to win the Premier League this season. And I think if they don't win it, they're going to have to ask themselves some serious questions. Because although you're saying Spurs, maybe this is the best time for them to sort of compete, I think for Arsenal, this is the year where they have to win the Premier League.
I was just going to ask you that if you had to place 20 quid on either Arsenal or Manchester City, who you would take. And so in terms of that race between Arsenal and City, are you firmly placed with Arsenal?
Yes. As I said, it pains me, but I think Arsenal, they've got all the pieces in place now. I mean, you know, they've finally signed in the last few seasons those sort of world-class players, the likes of Mesut Ozil, the likes of Alexis Sanchez. Everything seems to be clicking. The likes of Bellerin, who's only 20, who's sort of come to prominence. Petr Cech, of course, has been a massive boost for them. It just feels like now the pieces are in place. And like you say, in a season which is so up and down, where you've got Leicester in second place in January, I think this is the time now for Arsenal where everything is right for them to finally once again win the Premier League.
All right, we head real quickly up north because I want to go down England and Tottenham memory lane here with you. But we head real quick up to my English neck of the woods. We head up to Merseyside and we head up to Manchester. Considering everything that's going on with United right now and everyone's still in this weird state of almost delusional Klopporia at Anfield and everything that we're going through with Jurgen Klopp, who finishes higher in your opinion, Adam, Manchester United or Liverpool this Premier League season?
I mean, you look at Manchester United, I think they're 3 points ahead of Liverpool at the moment, and they're playing terribly. I mean, they went on a run without a win in six games, I think, and they're still 3 points ahead of Liverpool. So I think at the moment, I think, you know, you're well placed with Jurgen Klopp as your manager. I think the future is looking very bright for Liverpool, but I think at the moment he doesn't quite have the squad that he wants. He's finding it hard to sort of translate maybe his philosophy, to get used to the demands of English football. I mean, you saw him yesterday. I think he was saying he was surprised that the Capital One Cup was over two legs. He couldn't believe how many games that you have to play. So I think next season will be the year for Liverpool, really. I think they're going to be, you know, they'll definitely be challenging for the top four, if not beyond, depending on the signings. But I think this season, it is difficult to say because we're not sure if Louis van Gaal is going to be there at the end of the season. But I think, Manchester United, they have that habit of grinding results out, don't they? So I think they're going to finish higher than Liverpool, I'm afraid to say.
Big week at Anfield coming up. Arsenal in to Anfield on Wednesday night, and then on Sunday, it's the granddaddy of them all as far as matchups in a Premier League season. It's Liverpool hosting Manchester United. I say granddaddy of them all. That's for me. I'm being very, very selfish there indeed, but it's the one that I circle on my calendar every year that a Premier League schedule comes out. January the 17th, Sunday at Anfield. Liverpool hosting Manchester United. Shout out again and again and again. I'm going to have to start making these guys pay me for these, but the full-time Devils and my good mates, the two Adams and Gaz Drinkwater, will be hopefully working some stuff out there. There's some stuff being rumored right now, some collaborations, some written and podcast collaborations in the build up to Sunday's Liverpool Man United match. I cannot wait to make those come true. Those should be quite fun and banter filled indeed. All right, memory lane time with Adam Boltwood. First football match. First professional football match that you ever attended?
It's difficult to get. It was actually my birthday that I went to my first Spurs match. We're talking, this was...
Like you were born at the match?
Oh, yeah. That's actually what happened. This was...
You got a brave mother, I tell you what.
Yeah. Dedicated. She's a big Spurs man. No, this was 7 or 8 years after I was born. This was 1997, I think, the first match I went to at White Hart Lane. We beat Villa. That's what I remember. We beat Villa. I think it was 3-2. Big old Les Ferdinand up front. It's fantastic. It was kind of the year after Euro 96. That was when, you know, over here, Euro 96, of course, the tournament was held. Big deal for everyone over here. That's when everyone started to get into football. There was my age, sort of 6 or 7 years old. So the year after, started really getting into Spurs because they were sort of the team my dad supported. So yeah, we went there 1997, I think, was the first game. And been a big Spurs fan ever since.
First England match attended by Adam Boltwood.
You know what? That's actually not too long ago, because the only England match I've been to was not too long ago, is when Ricky Lambert made his debut. Because it was so difficult to get England tickets, so hard to get into England games. It was when, I think it was England-Scotland, and Ricky Lambert sort of, everyone loved it because Ricky Lambert came on and got his goal. Of course, he's got his famous story sort of coming from nowhere, basically, to Southampton, it was at the time, I think, and then England. So yeah, that was the first match. I think that was a year or two ago, I think, so not too long ago at all.
Now, you travelled to, if I'm not mistaken, was it you that went to Lithuania for England-Lithuania recently?
Unfortunately, I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there. That was one of the other guys from the Football Republic.
Yeah, yeah. I was the backstage guy, sort of, you know, uploading the videos on YouTube.
Are you gonna go to the Euros though?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the plan. We're all gonna the Football Republic behind the scenes people are gonna head over there. We're gonna make sure we get loads of great stuff. I think that everyone's heading over there. I think so. It'd be it's a must to be over there in France. It's only across the channel, of course. I think we're all gonna be there, of course.
You better be there. I look forward to seeing the Football Republic's work this upcoming summer at Euro 2016. I hope to be there, but I might be staying stateside for the Copa America Centenario. It's a nice toss-up to have. Either way, I'll have a top flight.
Come to the Euros. We'll meet in person there.
All right. I look forward to it. I think we'll figure a way to work this thing out. All right, here we go. Favorite England match in your lifetime, Adam?
I think... I talked about Euro 96 there. I think the one that made the biggest impression was when we beat Scotland in Euro 96. Gazza scored that unbelievable goal, flicked over Colin Hendry's head, bottom corner, did his slightly controversial celebration. But that was the one where, you know, it was that's when I knew I was like football fan for life, basically. Seeing that, you know, the atmosphere in England was unbelievable. And I think I was only 6-7 at the time. You remember that. Unfortunately, we then had a bit of heartbreak with Gareth Southgate missing the penalty a few games later. But yeah, the biggest England game, the best, was Gazza at his peak, really.
Oh, I just crossed myself, by the way. Just absolutely majestic. Gazza at Wembley, Euro 96. And then, but then, of course, you know, Gareth Southgate... The whole of England is with you. Oh, it's saved. You know, that call still sticks with me forever. But hey, it helped spawn, you know, a great football coming home, you know, a great track for World Cup 98, you know.
That was unfortunately the peak for England. I think 20 years of sort of, you know, 20 years gone and we haven't really hit those peaks again because we've not done well in any sort of tournament since. I think it was a friendly, wasn't it, when we beat Germany 5-1 England. That was probably the peak.
That was a qualifier. That was actually a big one. That was qualifier in 2001. That was Sven on the Great Escape. That was Michael Owen as number one. Heskey with a goal. Owen, it was all Liverpool players scored at the Munich Olympic Stadium that day in 2001. It was Owen with the hat trick, Gerrard and Heskey, England 5, Liverpool 5, Germany 1, I should say. All right, Roy Hodgson. Is he the man to take England to new heights at the European Championships? How confident are you in Big Roy?
I think it's almost less about Roy. It's more the squad he's got at his disposal.
What do you think about what he's done with the squad? Because I feel like he's taken it upon himself to add some youth into this thing and be the man that said, hey, I hate to be the man who has to do this, but bye-bye, quote-unquote, golden generation. We got to start shuffling a new pack through.
I think he's done a good job. You know, Roy Hodgson has definitely done a good job. I feel like it's almost, I don't want to say obvious, but I feel like, you know, there are at the moment and in the last few years, there's a lot of young, good players coming through who are playing, you know, incredibly well and deserve to be in the national team. So it's almost like, you know, it's almost like a no-brainer, those players you have to pick. For the Euros, I think it's less about Hodgson himself and his abilities. I think, you know, it's going to be more about the squad he takes and how fresh they are for the tournament, because of course, you know, England, the English league is the only one that doesn't have a European break. There's next to no England players playing abroad. They're all in the Premier League, in the English league. So I think that could have a big impact because, you know, our strikers, we're looking at the likes of Wayne Rooney, Harry Kane, who I think has played almost every single game for Spurs, Daniel Sturridge, he's got injury problems as it is. I think we're not going to be as fresh as the other teams potentially. And that could have more of an impact than, say, you know, Roy Hodgson's managerial ability.
Well, we got to keep this extremely brief, but here's the million-dollar question. If you were in Big Roy's shoes, is Wayne Rooney starting up front for you at the European Championships, Adam?
I think Harry Kane is starting up front, I think. I think Wayne Rooney will play him at the number 10, if not Dele Alli. We'll try and get Eric Dier in there as well, you know, try and get Kyle Walker in. As many Spurs players as possible, basically. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Absolutely. Adam, how can they get a hold of you on Twitter, sir?
Follow me at Adam Boltwood, B-O-U-L-T Woods, and also at The Football Rep if you want to check out some great YouTube videos.
Hey, great having you on. You're welcome back anytime, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Again, that was Adam Boltwood. Check him out on that YouTube thing that you may have heard of. He's a presenter at the Football Republic. Cheers to the Football Republic for everything that they're doing and bringing football to the millennial age and making it matter in the online world. Cheers to Adam. Cheers to the Football Republic. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, another big thank you to Adam Boltwood. Be sure to check him out on Twitter and check out the Football Republic on YouTube. So much good stuff. Adam doing great work with the Football Republic himself. Adrian Healy is going to be with us tomorrow. Cannot wait for that. Been wanting to get Adrian on the show for quite some time. And I promise you, all of you MLS fans, we will not say the Killer Instinct during the show. I know you had to hear that about 4,000 times due to that Major League Soccer commercial that Adrian Healy himself came out and said, my God, if I knew that was going to be used 4,000 times, and you were going to have to hear me say the Killer Instinct 4,000 times, I would not have ever let that go through. But the Killer Instinct lives on. I cannot wait for tomorrow. And I promise in tomorrow's show, we will not say the Killer Instinct. Gonna be fun. Cannot wait to have Adrian Healy with us on the show mañana. World Soccer Talk Radio signing off. Love you. Good to be back with you. Cannot wait to keep this week rolling in the Shasta Wolfpack, baby. We got another game tonight going for 5 in a row to start the campaign. Shasta v West Valley, Monday Night Football on the west side of the Sac River. Come on, boys, get in there. Love it. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.